Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the Creepy Shed. Why don't you come on inside, make yourself at home, and don't forget to close the door behind you. We wouldn't want anything to escape. Now, would we?
Hello, and you're very welcome to a special Halloween edition of the Critter Shed. Now, here on the Critter Shed, we always try to promote the creepier, unloved creatures of the world. But as it's spooky season, we thought we'd go all out with the creepiness and really delve into the weird and wonderful and downright spooky animals that exist. So first off, I want you to picture a toad. I want you to picture a toad that's been run over by a steamroller. I want you to picture a toad that's been run over by a steamroller that looks kind of like a leaf. It's about the size of your hand, it's flat, it's got bumps and warts all over, and it's fully aquatic. And this toad is a Suriman toad. Now, what makes them even more creepy and even more spooky is the way they breed. When these toads breed, the male will mount the female in the usual amphibian and plexus way that frogs do. But as she lays her eggs, he will coat them on her back and they will stick to her back. Then, over the next couple of hours and days, those eggs will get absorbed into the skin of her back. Then, even spookier, the tadpoles will hatch out from those eggs and develop in her back. So you can imagine, if you see one of these females, that she'll be actually swimming along with a pulsating back full of her own young. When the tadpoles develop and they turn into mini versions of their parents, they get their legs, front and back, and they're ready to visit the wild world outside. They actually burst out of the mother's back through little holes and swim off to start life for themselves. It's amazing to see, and I recommend that you Google it and have a look. It's an incredible way of reproducing, and it's very, very gross. It always reminds me of that scene in Gremlins where one of the gremlins jumps into a swimming pool and you just see its back exploding with baby gremlins. And this is exactly what that toad does. Creepy. Now, most people would be familiar with the way a lizard or a salamander can throw their tail when stressed out. It's a good way of self-defense. It distracts a predator when they come along. But there's certain species of sea cucumber that go one better. So if a sea cucumber is getting attacked by a fish or a crab or something, another undersea predator, they can turn around, face their anus towards the predator now. It's very hard to tell one end of a sea cucumber from the other, but they do have an anus. You have to picture a very sausage-looking like creature. Some of them are hairy, some of them have toxic coloration on them to let predators know that they're nasty. But if they are getting hassled off a crab or a fish, they'll turn around with their anus pointing towards it and they'll literally shoot their guts out at them. So their guts, their internal organs, parts of their muscles, parts of their respiratory tract, even some of their reproductive organs will come out of their backside. And these are all toxic parts of this animal's body. And it's incredibly sticky and incredibly nasty, and most predators would be instantly turned off and instantly leave the sea cucumber alone, which then is free to go about its business as it retracts those individual bits and pieces. Absolutely rotten, but very, very effective. So now we go to the bug world, and specifically we're going to talk about assassin bugs. Now assassin bugs in general are very, very creepy, almost vampiric invertebrates. They have a tube that extends from the front of their face that they use to stab and inject their prey and then suck out all the nutrients out of them and suck them dry. So they're very, very effective little predators as it is, and quite creepy as they are. But an African and Malaysian species, A. petax, has gone one step further. And this little guy and girl, what they do is, as they kill their prey, they'll actually stick the bodies of victims on their back, and they'll pile up all these dead insects on their back, and sometimes it'll be 2 and 3 times bigger than they are. It's kind of like in a zombie movie, I suppose, when somebody's trying to get through a horde of zombies, so they'll actually grab a zombie and rub it all over their bodies. It happened in The Walking Dead, I remember an episode of that, so the zombies wouldn't detect them. And the assassin bug is kind of doing the same thing. There's actually 2 theories on what they're doing. One is that they're using those dead bodies to avoid predators that prey on them, like jumping spiders. The other theory is that they're using those dead bodies to disguise them from their prey. So if they're out hunting ants, for example, they'd kill a couple of ants, put them on their back, and use them as a camouflage so they can continue hunting other ants. So yeah, very cool. And very, very creepy. Staying in the invertebrate world, I'm now going to talk about one of the animals that really, really put the willies up me. Particularly as a spider lover and a person who keeps tarantulas, this animal is nightmarish for me. It's the banshee of wasps. It's horrific and terrifying, and it's the tarantula hawk wasp. Now, they're a couple of inches long, they're jet black, very scary looking wasps altogether. Very big, very strong. And what's really, really creepy about them, to my mind at least, and I'd hazard a guess to yours, is the way they reproduce. And how do they do that? Well, the tarantula hawk goes out, goes looking for a tarantula burrow. When she finds it, she'll go in and she'll have a tussle with the tarantula. She'll pull it out by the legs, drag it out into the open out of its burrow. There'll be a bit of to and fro. The tarantula will try and defend itself valiantly, but usually the tarantula hawk wasp will be able to sting it. But the sting doesn't kill the tarantula, it only paralyzes it. What happens next is amazing. The tarantula hawk wasp drags the spider off to its burrow, where it will stick it in the ground and lay a single egg on it. Now, remember, the tarantula isn't dead, it's just paralyzed. It's alive the whole time this is happening. That single egg that was laid inside that tube on the tarantula, that egg hatches out It burrows into the still living tarantula, living but paralyzed, and starts feeding. And it feeds on everywhere around the tarantula, bar the essential internal organs. It saves them for last. And it does that because it wants the tarantula to stay alive as it feeds on it. Then, after all that, the larva will pupate in that hole and eventually turn into an adult wasp and be on its way to continue that cycle. What an incredibly weird and creepy way of reproducing. It's very, very awesome, but it's also terrifying. And to finish off our wee list of creepy critters for this Halloween episode, I'm going to talk about the spider, and one species of spider in particular. And it's one that you'll find commonly around your house if you live in Ireland, the UK, Europe. And it's the black laceweb spider. Now, these are the guys that live around your windowsill, your door frame. You'll see them on tree bark. You'll see them under logs. They're a browny black with very big fangs for their size. They're about a centimeter long, maybe more in some cases. And what makes them so creepy and so extra special is the way that the females rear their young. Now, what the females do is, after they've mated with a male, they'll lay a bunch of eggs, but then they'll also lay some more eggs after those initial eggs hatch out. And these are tropic eggs, they're unfertilized eggs, and these are to feed the young, and they'll actually eat them and grow bigger and stronger. Eventually though, those babies will get very, very big for baby spiders, and they'll start nibbling on mammy. Now mammy will sit there and let them nibble on her, and they'll nibble some more, and they'll nibble some more. And eventually, the whole brood of spiders will cover the mother and drain her of all her fluids. And she will sit there and allow this to happen because it's part of their life cycle. It's a way of ensuring that her young get the best nutrition without having to wander out into the world, without having to put up with predators or the risks of it. And then, when they're all fed up and she is dead, they can disperse quite safely and start their lives. If you ever want to see one of these black laceweb or laceweaver spiders up close and personal, there's a good way of getting them out of their web that you can do over the Halloween if you want to freak your kids out, or you want to freak your parents out, or whoever you want to freak out. It's a great trick of getting them out of their web so you can have a look at them. And it actually works for most spider species. So if you get your electric toothbrush or anything you might have that vibrates, no judgments here, but if you get your electric toothbrush, take the tip off it where the brush is and just leave the metal bit exposed. Turn that on and just go up to the web around your windowsill, around your door frame, any cobweb you see, and just tip the vibrating tip of that metal bit that goes into the actual brush. When it's turned on, just tip that off the web and you should see one of those beautiful black laceweb spiders come out of the web, thinking that vibration is a prey item and nibbling on the top of your electric toothbrush or whatever you have that vibrates. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our little Halloween list. We'll be back soon with a full episode. Have a fantastic Halloween. Don't eat any weird sweets off strangers. Look after yourself and steer clear of ghouls and goblins this weekend. Take it easy, guys.
The Critter Shed is part of The Warren, the home of great Irish podcasts. As is my podcast, Meet Your Maker. You can find more great shows at thewarren.ie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.